guilty by a federal jury.
This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's offensive in Ukraine continued Tuesday, with Ukrainian officials reporting Russian aircraft bombed cities in eastern and central areas of the country overnight, as well as shelling in the suburbs around the capital, Kyiv. The British Defense Ministry reports Russia has met with surprising resistance in its march to the capital. They report Ukrainian special forces destroyed over 20 Russian helicopters on the ground overnight. Civilians in some parts of Ukraine besieged by Russian forces were able to evacuate Tuesday, fleeing in buses or on foot amid temporary ceasefires. In one instance, people were leaving the eastern city of Sumy, where hours earlier a Russian airstrike on a residential street killed at least 21 civilians, according to local authorities. The UN Refugee Agency said Tuesday that more than 2 million people have fled Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion on February 24th. More than half have gone to Poland. Moscow's Orthodox Patriarch stoked tensions with remarks about the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Orthodox Patriarch Kirill, the leader of Russia's dominant religious group, has made his strongest statement yet in support of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Russian Patriarch described the conflict as part of a struggle against sin and pressure from foreigners to hold gay parades as the price of admission to the global community. The Patriarch is a longtime ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ukrainian Orthodox that were loyal to the Russian Church are now demanding religious independence from Moscow, even as their country's political independence is imperiled. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The latest figures from the UN's Human Rights Office puts the number of civilian casualties in Ukraine at 406, about 800.